Thank you very much. It's always good going last, and as you said, Chair, time is a non-renewable resource. In terms of actually the questions, maybe building on what we just heard from Emma, there are actually three goals in the Paris Agreement, and it's important to remember this. We talked largely about goal number one, which is the emissions goal. Goal number two is about resilience and adaptation. Goal number three, which is truly transformational, is to make financial flows consistent with the two above. And Emma's started on the financial track, and that's the work I've been doing at Grantham. And there, I think we do need to think about how do we mobilise the financial system, the $386 trillion, every single one of which needs to be aligned with the Paris Agreement. How do we do that? We actually have good news. We have $32 trillion of assets, investor assets, saying they want to achieve this. We have central banks, actually initiatives led out of the UK Bank of England, the People's Bank of China. Now we have a club of central banks working on this. And we have actually market movement. We have the green bond market and so on, which doubled between 2016 and 2017. So that's all good. But I'd like to perhaps pick up on what Professor Yi was talking about, and also Nick earlier, about actually what is the social contract we're going to be building for this transition. Because as I saw that picture of Winnie the Pooh going down the stairs, I imagined that he, if Winnie is a he, actually was wearing a yellow vest and just said, please don't bang my head as you put your carbon tax on my car. And I think that is now, in terms of the message from COP24 in Katowice, the coal region of Silesia in Poland, the message was we need a just transition. Now, that is, again, a phrase coming out of the UN. But we need to be able to show that this very, very good news story in terms of avoiding catastrophe, green jobs, health, and so on, is actually going to involve people. And there is going to be no one left behind. So putting this transition in the broader context of the Sustainable Development Goals is very, very important, and thinking through that political economy. So again, I think, therefore, in terms of we're thinking about implementing all three goals, emissions, resilience, and finance, I think, as building on what Emma's been saying, the financial sector can actually help to fill some of those policy gaps that we heard about, the vagueness, the voluntariness, and so on. I think investors can give confidence to policymakers. They can improve corporate governance. The case recently of Shell actually tightening its climate targets in response to shareholder engagement. And important, actually, This is not the money of some distant financial system. It's all yours. It's all ours. It's the citizen savers of the world. All your ISAs, all your pension funds, are they aligned with the goals of the Paris Agreement? Do you know? That's a potential. And then maybe picking up on Professor Yi, I think you're very profound in terms of talking about economic pressure. And actually, the economic pressure we're seeing now. And we are seeing a situation where we clearly have market turbulence. All large equity markets were down, and actually some of the bond markets were synchronized turbulence there, led by China, interestingly, the Shenzhen markets and Shanghai markets falling furthest. And we see, actually, this turbulence is already hitting green finance. So last year, for the first time, actually green bond issuance was flat, and that was largely due to China. So we are in a situation perhaps like 2008, where we had a global financial crisis. It almost killed the preferred climate change tool of choice, carbon markets. It's taken almost 10 years for it to come back again. And so we do need to think again this year, particularly seeing we need to peak latest next year, very, very urgently to make sure that the economic pressures you're talking about in China, but more generally in terms of market turbulence, more generally obviously in terms of threats of protectionism and so on, do not put these issues off course. So I think we need to think about a second phase of green stimulus. We need to think about, again, relooking at our fiscal policies, making sure there are no fossil fuel subsidies in the policies in every single country. One suggestion, perhaps, is to have a coordinated sovereign bond green issuance, about $100 billion, I would suggest, to, again, kickstart that green bond market. And, again, find ways this year where we can really connect this with the citizen savers, again, using digital technology and so on, so that every pension fund member, every ISA in this country knows whether their fund is aligned to the Paris Agreement. Thank you.